Good morning, I'm Tag. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Drex is off this week. Are you aware of what's going on? Did you piece it all together?
I do not know what you're talking about.
So you don't know what's going on, what's been happening, why I've been making videos this morning instead of getting ready for the show?
You were diligently working on something else, but I figured it would be beneficial for the show, so I wasn't going to bother you.
I want to let the world know what just went down here. I've been here for 8 years, probably, and this has never happened before. There has been a major violation of norms, of kindness, of cooperation, collaboration, all the things our boss, I'm sure our boss would love to know what happened this morning.
Oh, Lord. Are you about to throw somebody under the bus?
Okay. There's an area we call the trough. It's in a common area. People bring in food. If you had leftover Halloween candy,
right.
That's where it would go.
Yeah.
The trough is for everyone.
It's a free-for-all.
It goes, sometimes there's a book there. Sometimes a bookmark. It could be tickets to the home show.
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
Right.
That's the rules.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I walk by, I see, oh, there's pizza here.
Nice.
With a sign on the box that said, for the WSB newsroom, if you're not on this show, this is not for you.
Oh.
That's a violation. That is wrong. Now, was I going to eat the pizza even if it was for everyone? No, but it doesn't matter.
Well, it's not like there's a ton of people here. Like, there's a very small crew of us that do the mornings and that are in the newsroom. So, one large pizza. I saw the box out there.
Yeah.
I didn't read the sign.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty large box. So, I would assume that was a large pizza. And that should be enough to cover everybody that's here in the morning.
And one of the things that Cox Media Group prides themselves on is the teamwork.
Right?
We are one. We are CMG, right?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Out the window this morning. So, you know I wasn't going to take this lying down.
Of course not.
And you know that every morning,
Chad as hell,
Judd, who's on the WSB Morning News, is always just like, where's the coffee? How come you haven't made the coffee yet? I get here, that's the first thing I do. I'm the staff barista.
Right. Before the show comes, you have to make the coffee.
Right. I get here so that I can make Judd his coffee. And granted, I have a cup too, but it's for everyone.
Right.
So I just went out and placed a sign on the coffee pot out in the kitchen.
Oh. It
says, for B98.5 staff only. Move along.
Move along.
I'm working on the video. I'll post it to TikTok. It's going to be all over social media. Breaking news, WSB. It's war.
You know everybody's going to ignore that sign, right?
Moving along.
Okay.
It is my favorite time of year. It's an annual tradition, this topic. I got drunk and woke up where? 404-741-0985. Starting out with a classic, Pam and Lilburn.
Oh, between the drive-thru sign at a Burger King and the bushes.
Oh, my gosh.
And what time of day was it when you woke up?
I guess it's when they opened because I heard people talking and that's what woke me up. Somebody was ordering their breakfast.
I'm telling you, when you're hungover, nothing better than a croissant sandwich.
That's right.
We want to make sure we get this all covered before St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, because you don't want to wake up Monday at a... Well, yeah, actually, you do. At a Burger King drive-thru, why not? Ken and Griffin got drunk and woke up where?
Yes, well, it was my wedding day. We partied all day and all night, but I woke up in my mother-in-law's bed.
What? She wasn't in the bed, too, was she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ken.
Well, they look alike. They almost surpassed the twins.
Oh, no, Ken. You didn't.
We still married. We've been married for almost 33 years now. She swears I've done nothing happened, but we both start naked.
What did she
say? You were both naked?
Yeah.
So nobody knows what happened.
No, but I sold on. Never since then, I've never touched another drop.
ever since you slept with your mother-in-law.
Scared sober.
You been? Appreciate it. 404-741-0985. If you dare recall the story, and if you've never got drunk enough to wake up at a strange place, go pop yourself some popcorn, because this is going to be fun. 404-741-0985, or leave us a message on the B98.5 app. St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Sunday. St. Patrick's Day, the third booziest holiday, must be after Thanksgiving and Christmas. Do they count Super Bowl Sunday as a holiday?
It was actually after Mardi Gras and New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So today's topic, I got drunk and woke up where earlier this week on Forgive and Forget. We talked to a gentleman who, well, he didn't really know it, but he had climbed into bed with his girlfriend's parents. They were staying at his house. That's the kind of thing we're looking for here, Michael in Fairburn.
Well, me and my roommates, we went to a bar and we took a taxi bag home. The last I remember crawling up to the edge of the carport, and then when I woke up, I was in the rose bushes on the side of the driveway. I just had to pull some thorns out of me the next morning. So.
Yeah, we mentioned that you can call anonymously if you don't, you know, if you're ashamed or whatever, but or you can call like Tia and Carrollton and out your husband, Tia.
Yes, he had just turned 21. He was with some buddies, and when he woke up, he was in the back of his truck on a dirt road in Alabama by himself and with his receipt from his debit card taped to him that said, thanks for the good night, and they had drained everything from his account.
Oh, my gosh.
These are his friends?
Were.
Yeah. Thank you so much. By the way, you can leave us a message if you don't have time to talk. Just use the open mic on the B98.5 app. Got drunk and woke up where, Joe, in Monroe?
In a stairway in Mexico.
What?
Yep. Please don't tell me that the evening started in America.
We started out in San Diego, so I don't know how we ended up in Mexico.
No, did start out in America.
But yeah, I woke up and I went up 5 or 6 stairs onto the street and I was like, this is San Diego. And
you had no clue where you were or how you got there?
No, but after a couple of blocks, I found most of my friends falling out there too. So we all made it home okay.
We could do an entire show on just tales from Tijuana. If you've ever been south of the border, have you ever been to Tijuana?
I have not.
All right. So it's crazy because you're in America when you're in San Diego, right? You drop down south of the borders. You're crossing the bridge. It's like, wow, I am walking in to the third world. I mean, it is a city right there on the border. And I remember walking there and there's like thousands of people. And there was a guy who was selling pictures. You could have your picture taken with a mule that had stripes painted on him to look like a zebra.
Oh my gosh.
And I had the same reaction you're having right now. I'm like, how wrong? That's disgusting. Cruelty to animals, all
this. For sure.
Well, after a few Dos Equis and some tequilas on our way out of town, we had our picture taken with Paco, the mule who's striped up like a zebra. And so this is the craziest part of the story. You could get one for $15 or two for 20. So we said, all right, let's go 2 for $20 with another couple. How they made the cop, instead of just taking two photographs and developing them, they took the one picture, developed it in the backs of their pickup truck, took the camera down to the sunny end of the street. There was a coat hanger sticking out of the front of the camera with a little clip. The guy took a picture of that picture and then went back and developed
that. Oh, my gosh. That's right, ridiculous.
Kara. Got drunk and woke up where we want to get your story, and we have the ugliest. We started with the good. We went to the bad. The ugly is coming up next. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday. I got drunk and woke up where? Lots of ways to get in touch. 404-741-0985. You could leave us a message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app. Or you can comment on Facebook. We asked on Facebook, a lot of great responses. My favorite from Marie, who says, I do not drink. Much safer.
That's a true statement. It is much safer.
Thank you, Marie. Kara.
Yes.
Got drunk and woke up where?
This was not my finest moment. I am not a big drinker.
Already.
Not a big drinker at all. It was after a crazy evening. You know, I used to work for 95.5 The Beat, and
right.
we had a live broadcast at Studio 72, which was Jermaine Dupri's club out in Lawrenceville. And I had had one too many Red Bull and Rockstar Punch mixed beverages.
Oh, my gosh.
And I woke up in a Waffle House bathroom with my face firmly planted on the toilet seat. My best friend, busted in the bathroom, was like, "What are you doing? That's disgusting."
Oh, my gosh.
And whisked me out of there quickly.
I didn't wake up there, but after one of our company Christmas parties at Fideau, I had a habit of going with whoever was continuing the party going. I had serious FOMO. I've sort of outgrown it a little bit at this point, but I ended up getting in an Uber with a bunch of street teamers, which are the youngest staff members we have. So here I am, like the old guy. And I'm 99% sure we ended up in Magic City. I don't really know where we were, but I just know that it was like next to a junkyard, basically, in the middle of nowhere.
Well, and then there was that one time where we went out after our company Christmas party to Bar Taco, and you fell asleep at the table.
That was an extended eye close.
Okay, yeah.
I am the slowest blinker.
All right. You've we'll call
ever...
it that.
All right. Erica in Marietta got drunk and woke up where?
In the middle of nowhere.
Okay. Oh, no. What's the story behind that?
Well, let's just say never go to New Orleans and wear a headband that says, "I'm tying the knot. Buy me a shot."
Oh, okay. No.
I ended up getting kicked out of a bank for trying to order a drink from a teller.
Banks close at like 5 o'clock, don't they?
Yeah, that's kind of also the point. I mean, we just started way too early.
The day drinking is real. It will take you down fast.
I woke up in an Uber just outside of Montgomery, you know, and I wish I could tell you how this really happened. Because I lost my friend. And apparently a good Samaritan thought it would be a good idea to order an Uber with my phone and just, you know, press home.
So they Ubered you from New Orleans to Marietta?
Were you
even... That had to have been thousands of dollars.
It was $650.
That's which, not
I mean,
terrible.
It wasn't that bad, no, especially because my fiancé paid for it, so.
Yeah, but you were stuck in Montgomery. You didn't even make it all the way home.
No, I sure did not.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app. Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, cloudy showers, thunderstorms, heavy rain, gusty winds, lightning, all of it. 73 for a high today. 65 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
We'll talk about the reunion we've all been craving for in just a second. But does it seem like there are more people around town?
I mean,
are you feeling more crowded?
Not really.
No?
It's the times of day that I travel. It's like 4 a.m. and noon. It's not terrible, but it's bad enough for even those times.
Well, that's a little surprising because Atlanta just leapfrogged both Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia to become the sixth largest city in the U.S.
Amazing.
So we had the third largest population increase in the country between 2022 and 2023. And if you live in Dawson County or Jackson County, they were two of the nation's 10 fastest growing areas. So we all thought we were full before, and now people just keep on coming. I think they expect our population to increase in leaps and bounds by 2050. So get ready to be even more crowded.
Thanks, Olympics.
Yeah. Now, I've never wanted to be in LA so much in my entire life. Justin Timberlake did a one-night-only show to promote his new album, Everything I Thought It Was, which came out today, and surprised everybody by bringing out JC, Joey, Chris, and Lance to have a killer NSYNC reunion performance.
Were they really surprised?
Oh, I think so.
Or did they get what they were
expecting?
Because
all of these other one-night-only shows that Justin has been doing, it's just been him solo, promoting the new music, not doing any throwback tunes, but this was incredible.
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie.
That's got to be so great. And they just look like they were having the time of their life.
They did not miss a beat. So they did a couple of classics and the first live performance of their new song, Paradise, that's featured on Justin Timberlake's album. And this came together really fast. JT only reached out to the guys this past Sunday, and they were on stage performing Wednesday night.
Like they haven't been practicing in the mirror for the past.
Stop.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Cloudy showers, thunderstorms, heavy rain, gusty winds, lightning, all of it today with a high of 73. It's 63 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Almost half of American parents are doing this, and it's quite controversial. I'll tell you what's going down in just a minute. But this weekend is a big St. Paddy's Day celebration weekend. We've got the 140th annual St. Paddy's Day parade. It's going to be stepping down Peachtree Street beginning at noon tomorrow.
No way.
Miss Monica Pearson is this year's Grand Marshal, and Irish soccer legend Niall Quinn is going to be the special guest. Might want to take Marna to get down there because it'll be pretty crowded. Hopefully the rain will stay away and it'll be a beautiful day and everybody can get out there and have a good time.
I think the best place to see it is at Fideau. I'm sure that place won't be busy at all.
No, they're actually having a big old outdoor party and festival all weekend.
That's right,
so,
they are.
And Colony Square is going to be hosting the Luck of the Irish Square Festival right after the parade, so
awesome.
Might want to stick around down here. There's going to be a lot of food and drink specials all over the city too, so I've got a huge list for you up on the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page of everybody that's participating and what kind of deals you can get.
Nice.
Now, a parent's job is never done. When you turn 18 and you think that they're out of the house, think again.
Not so much.
47% of parents are still financially supporting an adult child in some way, either stepping in to help with rent, groceries, phone bills, more. Some are still living at home with mom and dad. It's averaging almost $1,400 a month, which is twice as much as many working parents are contributing to their own retirement savings.
Yeah, that's dangerous. So,
right? I mean, college funds and all of that jazz. Get ready.
I always judged when parents were still taking care of their adult children. Now that I have my own children, I get it.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Say no? Like put them in a bad situation?
Heck, I want them to be there as long as humanly possible. They say that by the time, this is kind of crazy, but by the time your kid is 18 years old, you have spent 95% of the time that you're going to spend with them over their lifetime.
Which is heartbreaking.
So finish college. If you even bother to go to college, don't even worry about that, kids. Daddy will take care of
it. Oh, gosh.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Katrina, Peachtree Corners, good morning.
Good morning.
You got some big plans for St. Patrick's Day Sunday?
No, not really.
No?
But I'm super excited about possibly going to this concert.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio?
All right, Kara, would you please leave the studio? Go have a cup of coffee, girl.
I'm out of here, Katrina. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'll say it because this is an St. Patrick's themed Are You Smarter Than Kara? Kara, go bra. I don't know what that means, but go bra. All right. I'm going to ask you 5 trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100 of her own money. It's an all St. Patrick's Day. Are You Smarter Than Kara? Question number 1. What meat and vegetable dish is a trademark St. Patrick's meal?
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, that's interesting. I wasn't thinking about that, but I'm going to accept it. Number 2. True or false, the first known St. Patrick's Day parade occurred in Ireland?
True.
Question number 3. The marshmallows in the first box of Lucky Charms included pink hearts, yellow moons, green clovers, and orange what?
Moons.
Question number 4. According to legend, what animal did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
Dragon.
And number 5. In the Irish blessing, may the road rise up to meet you. Where do they want the sun to shine?
over the rainbow? I have no idea.
All right, I'm bringing Kara back in.
I think I did terrible.
Yeah. You're not getting a pot of gold, I'll tell you that. But you might get those tickets. Kara, ready for the same questions?
I don't know, maybe.
I think it's safe to say you need not worry. You're not going to get your third loss this week. Question number one. What meat and vegetable dish is a trademark St. Patrick's Day meal?
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash? I guess we're going to accept anything because Katrina said shepherd's pie. What I was looking for was corned beef and cabbage, but it's all the same. It's 1-1. Number two, true or false, the first known St. Patrick's Day parade occurred in Ireland. Is that true or false?
That's false.
That is false. It's 2-1. The first St. Patrick's Day parade was in St. Augustine, Florida.
Very interesting.
Why? I don't know. Number three, the marshmallows in the first box of Lucky Charms included pink hearts, yellow moons, green clovers, and orange what?
Oh. Suns?
No, I'm sorry. It's 2-1. Orange stars. Funny
stars.
Enough.
Gosh.
Number four, according to legend, what animal did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
Snake.
Snakes. It's 3-1. She said dragons. And finally, number five, in the Irish blessing, may the road rise up to meet you. Where do they want the sun to shine?
Above your head.
No. May the sun always shine on your face.
Oh, man.
She said over the rainbow. Final score, 3-1. Katrina
I'll take
and Peach.
It.
What? You'll take
I'll
it?
I'll take it.
Are you smarter than Kara?
No.
Kara, your record 1,711 wins and 54 losses.
Sorry, Katrina.
That's okay. I'm not Irish either.
No cash, but you get the tickets to see Counting Crows, Santana, June 18th, Gas South Arena. They're on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Have a great time.
I can't wait.
Play again Monday. Consolation prize next week. Tickets to see Impractical Jokers. Those little Cracker Jacks. That's coming up Monday morning on Are You Smarter Than Kara?
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
All right, Luke, you need to get some forgiveness for, almost poisoning a girl that you went on a date with last weekend. Is that correct?
I met Jessica a few weeks ago online, talked to her for a while, finally convinced her to go out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that I had planned the perfect date, but I guess it was just a little too much.
The perfect date, huh? Do tell.
Okay.
So I picked her up and I had flowers waiting for her in the car.
Nice.
And we went for drinks and then dinner.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I booked us some reservations at Little Alley Steak in Roswell.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good so far. Where did I want to get to the poisoning part.
When the server came to take our order, I guess I overstepped and I took it upon myself to order for her.
Luke, I got to tell you, you're an old-fashioned fella. You have flowers waiting in the car. You're ordering for the lady.
So did you pick out something that she didn't like?
I ordered her surf and turf, but I had no idea that she was totally allergic to shellfish.
Oh, no.
Well, she must have known that you were ordering shellfish, right? Did she say something?
No, she was in the bathroom. So it wasn't until they brought it to the actual table that her face, she just like turned white. And that's when things got a little weird.
So you got her something else, right? You ordered her another entree or something?
I tried to give her my meal since I didn't have any shellfish on my plate, but it was done. She was totally turned off at that point.
Interesting.
She called an Uber right there and went home, and I haven't heard from her since.
You were left with two entrees, including a lobster tail?
She didn't even pick up her fork.
So
it was over.
Have you tried to apologize?
Profusely. And I kept texting and telling her how sorry I was, and I didn't know that she had food allergies, but I'd really like to see her again and try to make it up to her.
All right, Luke, give us a couple of minutes. We're going to get this Jessica on the phone. Make sure she's okay. I'm just wondering, when we talk to Jessica, are we going to find out that, like, did he know she had an allergy, or did he want leftover lobster tail.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
Was he being shellfish?
Oh. Tad jokes. The worst.
Be here till 10 a.m.
Can you leave early today?
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We're helping Luke ask this young lady that he took out on a date. Her name is Jessica. They went to Little Alley Steak. Everything was beautiful, except he's old-fashioned and ordered for her while she was in the restroom. She comes back to the table, and there's shellfish in front of her. She's deathly allergic. He said that's where things really went sideways. She ended up calling an Uber, disappeared, hasn't returned his calls. We are waiting for Jessica to pick up Luke. She's not going to know you're on the line.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Jessica?
Yes. How can I help you?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. We were just calling to check in about a date you had last weekend with this guy, Luke.
Oh, yeah. The guy who almost killed me.
Almost killed you?
Killed you.
I don't know. I guess he must have some sort of mental disorder or something. I had no idea how dangerous he was.
What exactly happened?
This guy, he pulled a knife out on me.
Pulled a knife on you?
Yes.
We thought that this was about you having an allergic reaction to shellfish.
I do have an allergic reaction to shellfish. The waiter brought our food, and not only did it have shellfish on my plate, which I am highly allergic to, I can't even, like, smell it. But right. Then he pulls this huge knife out on me, and he points it at me. That is
Hang
crazy.
On a second.
She's got this all wrong.
Jessica, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. We have Luke on the phone, as you could tell. Were you angry about this allergic reaction?
You didn't tell us you pulled a knife on her.
It was a shun. It's a kind of knife. It's one of the best knives on the market. I swear.
Okay.
That's not at all what it sounds like.
Like, usually murderers are not like, well, I murdered her, but it was a really nice knife.
No, yeah, it's a Ken Shun.
I don't even know how you were able to sit with that thing in your pocket, but when you pulled it out, I mean, I got scared.
I'm a chef, and I'm just kind of picky, and I always like to take my favorite knife with me to any steakhouse.
So the cutlery at the restaurant isn't good enough?
At Little Alley, let alone?
I was just trying to impress Jessica with my skills and cut up my steak for her since I didn't have any shellfish on my plate.
So you were like, look, I brought my own utensils. I'm going to cut up your food for you. This reminds me of Alicia Silverstone. Remember when the story came out that she chewed her baby's food
yes.
for them and then
Gosh.
Spit it in their mouth like a baby sparrow?
Isn't it weird to bring your own silverware to a restaurant?
And I also had no idea that you were allergic to shellfish. I was not trying to kill you. I was trying to get to know you.
It sounds
I really hope
you were getting her to know you.
You're right. But I hope you'll give me a chance to make this up.
Yeah, Jessica, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Can you forgive Luke for all this and maybe try again?
Only if you please leave your knife at home and promise not to poison me. Between the shellfish on my plate and you pulling out a knife, I just watch way too many, like, murder TV shows.
Apparently.
I was really scared.
I promise if I was going to kill you, it wouldn't be in plain sight at Lily Alley's thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, if I go missing, at least the radio knows.
Imagine he took her out to Bones.
Oh, gosh.
I would just shut it down at that point.
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes. Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings from 5 to 10.
Every Friday she checks in. Our celebrity insider, A. Wood, works in the movie and TV business, sneaking off set with some casting calls. Good morning, A. Wood.
Happy Friday.
Where are you? You're not in studio today.
I'm not in studio today because I actually have a speaking engagement this morning, and I am getting ready for that.
Don't get too big for us, A. Wood.
Listen, I'm just trying to keep up with you guys. Every week, you guys are doing something, so let me get it on.
All right, what you got for us?
All right, what I have is Found Season 2. If you guys did not watch Season 1, which, for the record, when we first started doing castings for this show, I said, it's going to be a hit. I called it, and it is. It's amazing. And now they're casting for Season 2.
Found, is that the sequel to Lost?
Not at all. all, the coolest thing about Found is Mark Paul Gosselaar plays a bad guy, and he's so good at it. And no, Tad, the show is not, it's not, it's about a firm that finds people that have gone missing that typically sort of fall through the cracks for whatever reason. So it's really, really good. Every single episode is a different case. And for season two, they're casting everything from police detectives to reporters to just people in the background. One thing that's pretty consistent is they have lots of press conferences on this show. So they always are going to need people standing around, people playing reporters, and that's exactly what they're needing for season two. So if you want to get in on this great show, follow me on all social, and I will tell you exactly how you can get Found for Found.
I mean, you get to hang out with Zach Morris, so I'm in.
That's the coolest thing.
So does that mean he's in town?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know what part of town he's staying in?
Possibly. I know where he stayed for season one, so I'm assuming it would be the same for season two, but not sure.
So where was he staying season one?
I'm not saying in case he's there for season two and people,
it's,
I don't want people rolling
past,
up on it.
Heywood, it's not current information. This is,
except
like back
for
in the
me.
All right, clear your throat if it's the St. Regis.
It's not the St. Regis. And you guys have a good weekend. I will talk to you soon.
That means it's the St. Regis.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.